Köszönöm szépen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending this presentation. My name is Grégory Luca. I'm working for this university, and I'm project coordinator here. I would like to talk today about the design of and implementation of grid-based information service. This work was done with my Chinese colleagues from the Fujian University. It's a Chinese-Hungarian cooperation project done in the framework of the research and technology program. So this presentation today addresses the following topics: how grid-based information service can be used for a better access and share of information and resources. This work will be illustrated with two examples linked to biodiversity protection. And the second point is more technically oriented, and it deals with how grid-based information services and portlets were developed and deployed. So to situate the study area, it is located in China, in the southeast of China, in the Fujian region. So let's talk about the outlines. To clarify a bit what is the work done, I will give some definition to clarify a bit the vocabulary. Then I will describe what is the GeoKS grid platform developed by the Fujian University. I will try to show you online how it looks like, if it works. And then it's more technically oriented with explanation of the prerequisite to set up such kind of platform, the service and portlet deployment, development, and service and portlet deployment. So first, what is grid computing? So I think it's a very fashionable term, and we heard about grid computing, cloud computing. So the definition is grid computing, or the use of computational grids, is the combination of computer resource from multiple administrative domain applied to a common task, usually to a scientific, technical, or business problem that requires a great number of computer processing cycle or the need to process large amount of data. This is a general definition. Some example of famous use of grid computing is, for example, the work done by the CERN in Genova, who is one of the largest users of grid technology. And for them, the grid is a service for sharing computer power and data storage capacity over the internet. Another example is, for example, Boeing, that use a single desktop computing capacity to regroup this capacity and to hold very powerful processing calculation, for example, for the use for climate change calculation or meteorology model that require powerful computing calculation. So when we speak about a grid-based information technology, we have in mind some problem that we want to tackle. The first problem is, how do I manage the execution? How do I access and move the data? How do I monitor and discover the services, so catalog of data? How do I control who can do what, so administering the system? The following line is, I think, more matching with our project. It was given by my colleague, Mr. Wu, and he defined grid as a dynamic, complicated, distributed computing environment which integrates large number of heterogeneous resources. So I think the keyword for this presentation is that grid service is useful for its flexibility when you have a different user that want to collaborate. And that's also more in the sense of collaborating computing, collaboration computing. This work was done using the Globus toolkit. So it's a set of tools that were developed to support the development of service-oriented distributed computing application on infrastructures. So the Globus Toolkit is currently at version 5 and is an open source middleware. It is one of the famous middleware. And middleware is a specific software product which enables the sharing of heterogeneous resources and virtual organization. It is installed and integrated into the existing infrastructure of the Evolve company or companies and provide a special layer placed among the heterogeneous infrastructure and the specific user application. Major core middleware are Globus, Glite, and Unicore. Just to give you an idea about the possibilities of Globus and the flexibility of this toolkit, the toolkit can is compliant with many of the open source standards. So here they are listed. So the Globus toolkit was designed to manage resource management, to manage information service with monitoring and discovery service with data catalogs, also to manage the security services, and also to be able to move data and to manage the data. I would like to define also what is a portlet. So a portlet is a web component that could be easily integrated into Portal and act as a bridge between user and grid service. So here is the Portal with the portlet. User log into a Portal and operate on the portlet. Then the portlet interacts with grid service and display results in the portlet. So that's the second part. So now that I have defined, I would like to speak about the GeoCase grid platform. So there are on the platform's 5 service centers, some services for data management, some services for monitoring, some services for performing tasks. And there are also some configuration services. My colleague developed 2 services for biodiversity management. One is for landscape classification of nature reserve area in the Wuyi Mountain, and the second is for showing a virtual 3D model of plants. So I would like to show you online. I discovered this morning that it's not working with Firefox. Okay, so here you can see the different components. So there is one component for data management, the component for monitoring. Here you can perform tasks and see what tasks are performed on the grid. And this is what is more interesting for us, the grid services that are deployed. And these are the portlets that operate for you. So this is the virtual plant portlet. Unfortunately, I couldn't install the plugin, so you will not see a virtual model, I'm sorry. And the other portlet dealing with biodiversity is the landscape classification. So my colleague put some maps on the platform. So you can see there is a spot image, some maps. These are web map service, but unfortunately the internet out of the Fujian University is not fast enough to display this data. So now that you saw what was the... Sorry. Okay. So now I will explain how technically it was realized. So some prerequisite to set up such kind of grid platform, you need to have a system running with Unix-like operating system, so you need open source. You need to install Globus Toolkit on the machine, and you need to become a node on the grid by signing a host certification. So this is the detail of the service and portlet design. So you have to develop if you want, for example, for the first service, grid service, the colleague develop a web map service. So the client requests the maps by using a get map request using string, and the GeoServer, because it was developed using GeoServer, reply sending a map to the client using an image format. Concerning the web feature service, the client send a request using get feature request, and the GeoServer send a GML format. Concerning the 3D model, for the 3D modeling, the client send a string who ask the name of the model, and the VRML model plugin send back the URL of the model. Then you have to register the service and upload the portlet. So in Service Center, that is a component of the tool, of the Globus toolkit, you have to provide the name, the URI of the service, the VSDL file, and the grid service, and the URI of the portlet. Thanks for your attention.